This is Kevin Lavery. On this Memorial Day, we at WKAR are remembering all American veterans who've given their lives in the service of our country. Since 9/11, more than 200 military personnel from Michigan have died in support of the War on Terror. Today, we're proud to honor the most recent Michigander on that hallowed list, a U.S. Air Force officer from Lansing. Flando Jackson grew up in a tough neighborhood in Lansing off Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. And like that street's namesake, he learned the word respect at an early age. His mother, May, recalls an incident many years ago on the school bus. Another boy had hit Flando, and Flando hit back. He apologized for the encounter, but warned the boy never to hit him again. But that wasn't the end of it. A teacher ordered young Flando to apologize to everyone on that bus. Flando stood his ground.
And he told the teacher, principal, me, and the driver, I did not hit them, so I'm not apologizing. And the little fellow made up his mind, and they looked at me. I says, nah, once he make up his mind, this is it. And he's been like that ever since.
Trawick Anderson grew up with Flando Jackson. As kids, Anderson says he had a brotherly love for him. And that almost came to pass. For a time, Flando's mother dated Trawick's father. Trawick Anderson remembers his close friend as genuine.
I looked up to him growing up. You know, him and my brother, they were two of my good idols that kept me going the right path, shall I say.
Flando Jackson went to school right here at J.W. Sexton High School in Lansing. He was a double athlete, competing on both the basketball and football teams.
They had to hold me down because I was going out there. His mother get, no, you don't tackle my son. But I told him, that's my baby, you don't do that.
Flando Jackson graduated from Sexton High School in 1988. Within a month, he'd moved to Washington State and enrolled at Seattle University. There, someone asked the young African-American student how he felt about attending such an institution after having been raised on welfare. The question contained an assumption. It was wrong, and it was racist. Again, Mae Jackson.
Number one, my son wasn't raised on welfare. I told him, I don't care what color they say it is, first thing, you're American. I said, but don't let nobody tell you different. And he was really upset, and he told them off. Don't judge a book by its color.
A book by its color?
Color. C-O-L-O-R.
As a boy, Flando loved airplanes and told his mother he wanted to fly. He joined the Air Force with dreams of becoming a pilot. And when he didn't make the cut, his mother was there with just the right words.
So he tried, and they said that they seen something else in him. And I says, well, honey, evidently they might see a little bit more than you know.
Maybe it was the needs of the service. Or maybe it was all the times when Flando was forced to stand up for himself. Whatever it was, Flando Jackson became a military equal opportunity officer. The values of diversity and respect he tried to live became the tentpoles of his livelihood. Flando found he liked settling problems. He had a knack for leading training sessions that went far beyond dry PowerPoint slides. Colonel Jeremy Horn was his commanding officer in the 194th Wing of the Washington Air National Guard.
Flando made it come alive. And so when you came out of that room, it was almost the fervor of a big tent revival that he really made you believe that we could make a difference.
Flando carried his gospel into his civilian career. He spent more than a decade as a corrections officer, a profession built on the belief in second chances. In and out of uniform, Flando Jackson fought a daily war against intolerance. But one day, intolerance struck back. He was the father of triplets, two girls and a boy. Jakara was his baby, the last of the trio to be born. Her father was her hero, says her grandmother Mae Jackson. But in high school, Jakara fell prey to the taunts of bullies. In December 2015, Jakara Jackson took her own life. She was 16 years old. Through the tragedy, Mae Jackson says her family grew closer together. Flando carried on as best he could. Last July, Lieutenant Colonel Flando Jackson deployed to Qatar, a tiny peninsular nation on the Persian Gulf. There he served as his unit's deputy chief of personnel. The compliments from the airmen he'd helped started flowing back to his superiors almost immediately. The colonel was held in high esteem in Qatar. Then one day in August, Flando called his mother for a serious talk. Mae Jackson remembers his tone of voice.
He was having a bad day. And we were talking, and he asked me, "Mama, why? Why?" I said, "Son, I can't tell you. When God calls you, then you can ask him those questions."
Flando Jackson answered his call that night. He died of a heart attack in his room. He was 45 years old. Flando's CO, Colonel Jeremy Horn, escorted him on his final trip home from the military's receiving station in Dover, Delaware, to Lansing.
Lansing produced a tremendous son. He was just the kind of guy that people respected, and really, at the end of the day, what he did mattered. There are folks in Lansing that miss him even more than we do, but if nothing else, the fact that we honor and remember him, and really it's almost a daily thing, to keep that memory alive means that some portion of him continues to go on.
Flando Jackson was buried at Fort Custer near Battle Creek alongside his daughter Jakara.
He was just a wonderful guy.
Again, Trawick Anderson.
You know, can't say enough about him. I mean, it's sad that he's gone, you know, and he's going to be missed. He's always going to be in my heart.
May Jackson taught her son the meaning of respect, and Flando Jackson taught it to others. And it came back to him in life and in death.
And all the people that have come forth that I have met that knew him has had nothing but good things to say about him. It makes me very proud, very proud.
For WKAR News, I'm Kevin Lavery.